Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hey, everybody. Monday. Brother's busting my balls when he gets a text. Go to Iceland, they said. It'll be fun, they said. It's going to be great in October.
I was going to say, by the time that'll all be just, yeah, you know.
It'll be good.
Just soot.
Watching it's all over the news. Yeah. It's crazy.
By that time, it'll just be hot.
It's some ash.
Ash, it won't be fine. Lava.
There's some volcanic action happening. It's happened a few times over the last several months, but... So, yeah, they're watching it. It's not in the areas where we will be, for the most part. You know, so anyway, but we're keeping an eye on it. So we are expecting a call from Tim Blake Nelson, who is an actor whose name you might not remember or, you know, whatever, but you've seen him. I mean, he was so good in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? You know, he was one of the Soggy Bottom Boys, the guy who turned into a toad. You know, he was that guy. And that movie to me, I know you love it.
I love that movie. I think it's great.
I will watch that every time it's on.
It's and funny. It's just everything that you want in a movie.
It's quirky and weird.
Yeah, I love it.
And really good. And there's a lot of people that pop up. You go, holy crap, that's John Goodman. And I think the best gift from that movie was it made me a fan of bluegrass music. That album was a major album, mm-hmm. and it's a great soundtrack. And I found a lot of great music that I love from that movie. But anyway, so he's got a brand new movie that he's in that's directed by his son. And it's called Asleep in My Palm. And it really looks good. We'll talk about it coming up here in just a little bit. But he's going to be joining us in a little bit. He's also been in a million other movies. I mean, seriously, a million. Actually, a gazillion.
One billion.
Yes, 1 billion, actually.
We've got to put this up.
Huh?
$1 billion.
Yeah, right. Old Henry, he was so good in that. Also, let me see here. Doom Part 2, he was cut.
In Old Henry?
Huh?
Was he the main
He was the star of Old Henry, which is a great movie if you haven't seen it. I don't want to give it away, but it's really good. He's going to be in the new Captain America. He was in Monster. He was in, what else? Fantastic Four. A lot of movies. So, anyway, he's going to be joining us. We're covering from the St. Patrick's Day party.
I think we did pretty well. I was proud of myself. I could have continued to party at my house last night, but at 8 o'clock I said no, Laura.
Yeah, I was toast.
No more partying.
I didn't
get to bed.
Really do partying, and I was toast. To be honest.
Well, because at the event, it's hard to party. Yeah. Like you're not drinking a lot, especially when I'm at the roulette table. I could not drink, so it was. I had to party when I got home.
Mm-hmm. I missed a story in the news. I should have. I don't know why I didn't get this. 32-year-old man in Colorado got busted last month after getting it on with fruits, vegetables, and baked goods. And I thought, oh, he's a customer. No. He was a grocery store worker. Mm-hmm. And they found out by finding a cache of video in his house that showed him having sex with bakery items and vegetables and fruits. So that's fun. That's fun. Allegedly getting frisky all the way with some of the products at the store, including fruits, vegetables, and baked goods. The items were not sealed. So that meant, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There's that. They found the video evidence, and they were done from things last summer. So he'd been doing it for quite some time. He's facing a slew of charges.
Listen, you know what? I'm all done judging people. I'm all done. You don't know the circumstances. I don't know what's going on in his world.
I'm all about judging people except that guy. I'm going to judge the hell out of that guy. And I love these people who say, I'm not judging anybody. Bullshit. We all judge people.
No, I'm all done.
We all judge people. A first impression itself is a judgment, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? It's a judgment of sorts. Yeah. I mean, I'm not, there's a difference between having an initial judgment or whatever and being judgmental. Like, you can go, oh, that guy struck me as that, but he's a good dude. All right, judgment over, you know? But anyway, so. I'm a little, 45-minute flight from here to Philadelphia today.
Yes, real quick.
Dude, that's awesome.
I did it once. We were going to Atlantic City. Yeah. We flew into Philly, rented a car, and drove to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
I know that the Lend a Helping Hand winner, Tom, who's a friend, we know Tom. He's been with us before and such. I think he's taking his son. And I don't know if his son knows. It might be a surprise, but what a heck of a surprise that'll be.
Wow. How old is he?
Big basketball fan.
Is he young?
He's younger. Yeah, he's younger, I think. But, yeah, so that's exciting. We're going to go down. We're supposed to meet Duncan Robinson, you know, and go to the 76ers Heat game.
Newcastle.
Duncan Robinson, a Newcastle kid. And I photographed the hell out of Newcastle, you know, probably trespassed on his property.
I was going to say, you want to bring a picture for him to sign? Can you sign my photo?
Actually, we're going to bring a couple of jerseys for him to sign, which we can then use for Lend a Helping Hand, which is cool. He's a good player. So that's going to be happening. So I'm going to have a late night, and I didn't say this on the air, but it might be dinner after the game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's
that'd be nice.
But then you're not getting back until 1 in the morning.
Whatever.
Don't eat anything during the game.
You want to rock and roll, or you got to pay the band.
Yeah.
You get that opportunity to do it, you do it.
And Greg wants to rock.
Yeah, I'm a rocker.
You can sleep the 45 minutes on the way home.
I'll pay the price.
You might get home from Philly before, if you didn't go out for dinner, before you get home from the TD Garden.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. If we don't go for dinner, we'll, that's for sure. So,
it'll
be interesting.
What's great about that, you don't have to pack anything. You don't.
I didn't.
And you're already pre-check. You just walk right through the TSA. Nothing on you.
Yep. I think we're leaving from a private hangar. So you don't even have to walk onto the plane and go, you know, kind of thing.
Even better.
I don't know. So I've done it once. I've flown private once, and it was, I sat in the co-pilot seat. And we flew to the Little League World Series and with my family. And the pilot called me up, and I sat in the co-pilot seat. And I'm watching. And the guy makes a couple of click, click, clicks, turns to 1.8, 5-point set, heading 7-0, whatever. Then he just folds his arm. And we talked the whole time. And I'm like, I so want to be a pilot. Hardcore. Like, I want to fly.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't want that responsibility.
Did he drop any lines from the movie Airplane?
No, he did not.
Okay.
No, he's a really nice guy.
I didn't say he wasn't. That would be fun.
Here's the thing. What do you do as a thank you for a guy who flies you on his own private jet someplace? What do you do?
Well, you know what you do.
I paid for dinner.
Yeah.
And I sent him and his wife a giant bouquet of flowers.
That's nice.
But I'm like, that's not enough. I mean, but that's what I could do. So that's what I did.
You know what you could have done.
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. But I did, however, I was offered a chance to take pilot license. And I said no, because I didn't have 100 hours to spare. You know, that's what it took.
You're going to regret that.
Back then. Maybe.
That's a pretty cool offer.
Yeah, no, I know. And I try not to think about it because I don't want to regret it. But part of me thinks, boy, wouldn't it be fun to fly? You never know unless you try it, Kelly.
I tried flying a helicopter. Whew.
Yeah.
I don't think I took a breath. And then they'd remind me because it's so, like, you're using your feet and your hands all at the same time.
Yep.
Pedals on the ground.
Tim is calling. Sorry. All right. So Tim is calling. Art is going to be on the phone. I think it's, yeah. So, yes, we are ready. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Is this Tim?
Yes, this is he. How are you?
I'm very fine. Thank you. This is Greg. We've got Roadkill, Kelly, and Laura. And, Tim, I'm going to start by saying it is an absolute pleasure to get a chance to talk to you. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really glad to be talking to you guys.
Well, thank you. I saw the trailer for Asleep in the Palm, and it looks like you're the kind of, I don't know where to start. You're the kind of actor, right, that can be so many different things, and that's what I love about you. I never know what I'm going to get when I go to see a performance because of the movies that you've done that I've seen you in, and Asleep in My Palm is kind of unlike something I've seen you do before. So I'm excited about it. And I watched the trailer. I know a little bit about it. So maybe you could tell the audience what it's about.
It's about a father and daughter living off the grid in northeastern Ohio. And they exist parasitically off of an elite liberal arts college.
Right.
And over the course of the film, the daughter is effectively coming of age. And the father is dealing with that and also addressing some aspects of his past. And,
right.
And it leads to a fairly combustible conclusion. And it's a movie that, in almost a Dickensian way, explores class differences in America.
Right. And when you, is it for you, is there a role like this that you've played before along the same lines? Because I might have missed it. It seems to be something new from you. Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever played a role like this, which is, of course, ideal for me. I want each part to furnish its own new challenges.
Sure.
And this one certainly did.
And it was directed by your own son, and that's got to be an interesting experience, I'm sure.
Yeah, and he also wrote it and composed the music.
Wow.
And it was great. You know, he and I have been wanting to collaborate since he was about 12. And when he told me that at age 12, he said, I want to do this, and maybe we can do it together. I actually believed him because already then he was on sets with me all the time, and not just for a few hours at a time, but I would go do a movie and he would just live with me and go to work every day and spend 12 hours a day on movie sets, meeting everyone and being a part of it all.
So
he has always wanted to do this.
So what is that like as a dad to watch your son do that and do an amazing job with it? Like, I'd be bursting with pride.
Yeah, I'm incredibly proud of him. But even more than the result of the movies it's watching him go through the process.
Yeah,
because he did write this, and it's, I think, his fourth screenplay that he's written.
Wow.
And he gets up and writes every day and works every day. And, you know, he's the opposite of entitled.
Right.
He's learned by watching me over the years.
Sure.
That the freelance life is not an easy one.
Right.
And he's embracing it, understanding fully that it's mostly failure and rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. he still wants to do it and is putting the work in.
That's great. I'm really looking forward to seeing the movie. It's going to be out on video on demand starting on Tuesday, so you can look for it there. And I got to start, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou was a movie that just Laura on our show absolutely loved.
I loved it. It was a great movie.
It is a landmark movie in my catalog, and you played a great role in that. But the other role that I wanted to just comment on, I saw Old Henry, and that was fantastic. Fantastic movie that you starred in.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, it's funny. So Henry, my son, was the on-set dresser on that movie, so mm-hmm. he crewed on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Pozzi Ponsaroli, the director of that, mm-hmm. and Shannon Houchins, the producer, they're the people who financed Henry's movie Asleep in My Palm. So there's a lot of Old Henry in Asleep in My Palm.
Yeah.
But yeah, Old Henry was a great film to be a part of. I remember getting the script and saying to my wife, I showed her the title page, which said Old Henry, and I said, well, it's happened. They want me to play the character of Henry. So now I'm playing old characters.
Yeah.
And then I read it and thought, oh my God, I would get to do this. This is fantastic. And it was a great experience. I really loved shooting that film.
It's a story wonderfully told. Go ahead, Kelly.
Tim, you played New York Congressman Richard Schell in Lincoln. I know Daniel Day-Lewis is the guy, but what was it like to be part of such an ensemble piece? And was it a little nerve-wracking?
Yeah, that was cast by Steven, obviously, but this casting director named A.V. Kaufman here in New York, who knows every character actor in the city, and cast a wide net, and I think there are probably 40 or 50 speaking roles in that movie. And one of them was this actor named Steven Spinella. And there was one day when about 30 of us were in this room waiting to go in. It was in the Congress scene where they're voting on the amendment.
Right.
And this AD comes in and is trying to get us all into the room, and Steven just says, "Boy, I don't envy you having to deal with 30 entitled character actors every day." So it was very, very funny. Yeah, Ben, working with Daniel was incredible. It was he's the Picasso of my generation.
I thought it was Lincoln. I actually thought this guy is actually Abraham Lincoln. This is true. Tim Blake Nelson's
and
on the phone.
That's what it was like being with him on set.
I'm sure. The brand new movie is called Asleep in My Palm, directed by Henry Nelson, and Tim's on the phone with us. Go ahead. Roadkill has a question for you.
Tim, I had two younger girls at the time, Hoot and Holes. We must have saw those movies a million times. Thank you very much. They were enjoyable movies to watch. The next question I have for you, it's a bit uncomfortable, but I was a fan of the movie, and I wanted to ask, there you are, you go and you film Dune, and they cut your part. How do they go about telling you that?
Denis called me, Denis Villeneuve, the director, and said, look, you know, the movie was too long, and I had to cut the scene. And if you do enough movies, it just happens to you. You know, there's the famous story. Kevin Costner was in
The Big Chill.
The Big Chill.
Yeah.
And was cut out of it. No hard feelings. I love Denis and understand from the point of view of a filmmaker that sometimes you have to make those tough decisions. And it also could be that I just wasn't any good. I don't know.
I'm going to be a little doubtful there, Tim. But no, also, and that gets back to what you told your son about the ups and downs of the business. That unfortunately is part of that learning process. You know, I got to ask, when you were filming Oh Brother, because it's just, to me, it feels like a masterpiece, a period piece that I really fell in love with, and I know Laura felt the same. Do you know when you're making a film? Because so much of it is out of your hands as an actor. Did you know and have faith that this project was going to be what it became?
I did, because of Joel and Ethan.
Yeah.
And I also did, if I hadn't realized it on my own, Turturro told me. He said, look, the movie is always, with these guys, the movie is always even better than the script.
Yeah.
And we loved the script. So it was pretty clear. What none of us expected was how the music would take off.
Yeah.
That was a complete surprise, especially for Joel and Ethan.
Yeah.
Because effectively they revived roots music with that movie, and just brought it back to the national consciousness. And that was just an absolute gift. And we were at the Cannes Film Festival, and everybody was passing around this CD.
Yeah.
And we quickly understood, oh, my God, this is really something. And that's, again, all credit to Joel and Ethan, and also to T-Bone Burnett, who chose all the songs and curated it.
It opened the door for me to roots music, and I have that's my favorite genre of music now. Roots rock, roots Americana, bluegrass, and the launching pad for me was Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and it just made even better because the movie was so good. So it was definitely a joining of those forces. Tim, appreciate the time today. I love seeing you anytime you pop up on screen. Asleep in My Palm, available on voice on video on demand starting tomorrow. But real pleasure to get you on the show, and thanks for taking some time, and we wish you all the best.
Well, thank you.
Okay. That was the end of that.
That was the end of that.
That's when we went 1 minute too long.
I was uncomfortable asking that question.
But it sucks, but like he said, maybe I was no good.
The movie was just phenomenal. I love the movie, but what I was nervous about is, like, because I don't always believe they tell everybody ahead of time. I think some people go to the movie and go, oh my God.
We've talked to people that sat in the theater and didn't know it was cut. The most telling sentence in that interview is, maybe it was me. Maybe I was terrible.
And you heard that in the beginning when he was talking about his son, that his son, he has raised his son to know this is a business about failure.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you're going to fail more than you're going to win. So
right, right.
That's, I mean, good lesson to have.
Watch Old Henry. It's on demand. It's worth it. It's one of those like Westerns that sneaks up on you, and the ending is going to make you go, holy shit. But it's really well done. It's really well done.
He sounds way more intelligent than he looks. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, he plays, he plays that kind of guy. But he also plays like scientists and stuff like that, you know? Daniel Day-Lewis.
I'm with Kelly. That sometimes when he pops up,
I love
it's,
him.
It's either a guy that's had a rough time.
He's got that face.
He's got that face like, oh boy.
This movie is, if you watch the trailer, it looks really interesting. Guy's had a really hard time. He's a veteran, and he just lives. He said, what did he say? He lives a parasitic life, which means he takes from others. So he steals bikes and stuff like that to give them a little bit of money to be able to eat it, and they live in wherever they can. It looks like a really interesting story. Scotty, I know there's gunfire in it, so
okay,
no all explosions, right. Maybe.
I am a gunfire
okay?
fan.
Okay, it's not the end of the world, but it might be something you might want to take a look at.
Love me
you
some know? Gatling gun.
It's all about the Gatling gun. All right. All right, folks, that's all we got time for today. It's meeting day. This meeting's going to take about 5 minutes, so I'll tell you that right now.
Oh.
I'm just telling you. Are you in the mood for a 7-minute meeting or a 5-minute meeting?
Whatever the boss says.
Yeah.
Laura?
Three requests just came in. I thought it was going to be wicked short, and then three things popped up. So I'll try to keep it like 15 minutes.
Oh, no. You got 10.
10 and you got a deal. 10 and you got a deal. Come on, shake on it. 10 and you got a deal.
Oh, my gosh. That means I'm just going to talk, and then nobody bring up anything. It'll be this number 1, 2, 3.
I won't ask any questions. Oh. Okay. All right. Well, have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow at 5:30 in the morning.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.